beginning of Channel 2 Right and the beginning of the visit with Everett Smith. It's supper, Thursday night, the 22nd of April, 1971. Beginning of Channel 2 Right and the beginning of the visit with Everett Smith, Thursday at supper, the 22nd of April, 1971.
Too much. I like Pepsi once in a while, but I never have like Coca-Cola much. But Pepsi-Cola is not using my drink. But I told Eddie, I said, maybe that's it. Then he had one with his dinner down at the store, and he said, aren't you going to get a drink with your meal? I said, no. I said, I'm going to eat these two pieces of fried chicken and one of those pies, marshmallow pies, and a sandwich. And I said, that's all I want. Then I had a donut, in other words. I told him, you can have a donut. No, he didn't believe we want a donut. It was sweet. I said, well, it's no worse than that drink you got. You already had, one drink that morning. And this evening, in other words, you brought, I think, it was two or three more out there this afternoon. She'd been to Ocala, and she came back and wife. And another lady came and said, we just lived in North Miami for 22 years, and I just thought I'd call her. And I said, well, I think she's resting now, but main thing is she had some dogs in the car with her, and they have some bad dog too. And then she said, well, I said, I'll come again and visit with her, and when I won't have the dogs. Uh-huh. But she had two of them ferocious dogs. That's the reason she wants to get the fence where you hold them dogs while they go to Ohio and Fort Lauderdale attend some business.
Oh.
But he's an architect, but he's Italian. He's a little different than we are, but she's an Alabama farm girl, and she kind of like you are. You know, you get along with her. But he's a little odd. He wants everything so and so, and him being an architect, why, he's forgotten more than most people ever know. You know how those type people are. But she's real nice, in other words. And she's a busy woman. She's been digging in the flower and transplanting and told me not to run over that running rose bush that's blooming, that she wanted to, get some cuttings off of it. I'm going to mow it. I kept the tractor mowed, about 20 acres.
Where was that?
This new place that these people have bought. Old Carrier place.
Just starting again,
babe. The W.W. Carrier place there on the corner of that coming out of Willie's at the voting booth. That nice home on the hill there.
What's his name?
His name is DeBerto. But it used to be Carrier.
Well,
years ago, it used to belong to old man Scott.
Well, who's the fella that's got the garden right there on the corner, next to Willie?
Oh, that's on the other corner. That's Bill Anderson, retired construction worker.
Well, who are you talking about?
I'm talking about on up there on the main highway, where you're
going to Johnson's.
29 and the Dungarvin Road.
Going to Flemington Store?
Yeah, on the left-hand side. There's a nice home on top of the hill there.
No, I don't know that.
If you come on out that, you haven't been out this way. You can see it from 329, but you haven't come out Orange Lake.
I don't know.
Well, McNeil, the insurance man, McNeil, he's up on the hill further on Richmond property. He's
no,
insurance man. McNeil.
No, I don't know that.
Now the fellow
that
I worked with 2 years ago, while they built that home for him, it's about a $70,000 home.
Well.
But this home here, Jimmy Warren is working with the city of McIntosh now. He's the one that built this home. It's concrete block. But she's putting carpet in it and don't like the block walls. And they're blocking it off of 16-inch centers. And they're going to throw the plaster to it. And got the wire and all. And this Gill boy from top of the hill, Color Man,
yeah,
he's going to do the plaster work. I told him that there's two of them that did real good work. And I said, they won't hold you up like a lot of these people you called,
Now, who are these people you're talking about?
DeBerto.
DeBerto.
Yeah, he's an architect.
Oh.
And he's Italian, I'm telling your wife. He's strictly Italian, but she's an Alabama farm girl. And she's like your wife, easy to talk with and easy to get along with. But he wants everything precise and get that ruler and he marked. And he's been doing some of the carpenter work. And he had a colored man over there doing the putting a stud 16-inch center. And blocking off the wall of plaster.
Yeah.
They just got a concrete, those big concrete blocks.
Yeah.
And they're going to plaster that. And then they're going to carpet it. It's what's called a Florida room.
Yeah.
Then they're going to build a two-car garage, She got a Lincoln Continental and he got a little Chevrolet too.
Yeah.
But H.A. said he done checked on them. Says they got the money. Said he'd take the check for $200,000 or $300,000.
Oh, really? Good Lord.
H.A. Geiger, one of the Little Johnson store.
Now, I don't know him. Who is he, Everett?
O.G. Johnson, did you ever know him?
I just talked to him.
This is his, O.G. married H.A.'s mother. In other words, H.A. is Mr. Johnson and his stepdaddy.
Oh.
And Mr. Johnson had a boy and a girl by her first husband.
Oh,
his name was Geiger.
Oh, I see.
And H.A. goes by Geiger, H.A.
Yeah.
Geiger.
Yeah.
He ran for sheriff, you know, against Doug Willis and the colored boy, in other words, by Willis got all of it, and the gambling, the bleeder men, all them, you know, voted for Willis. They didn't vote for H.A.
Yeah, yeah.
So they beat him about 2-1, I think.
Well, now what, has he been that store sometime?
Yeah, he worked for Ray Boy down there for a job and asked me if I was interested in it. Well, the job was good at about $10,000 a year, and I told him, no, I don't want to be involved with them people. They got plenty of money. That Bill and Buck Ray,
yeah,
from the Silver Spring Corporation, you know,
yeah,
they got $several million out of that deal. And
yeah,
H.A. worked with them a while, and he's kind of advising and kind of helping with the book work and this, that, and other. I said, that'd be a good job for you. I said, I couldn't get along with that boy.
Yeah.
I might get along fairly good with Bill, but Buck, you know, he's rough. He drinks that liquor and he talks too much. And I said, I don't care about the job. But H.A. worked with them a while, and his mother, in other words, had another man. He's running the store there in Reddit now. That boy retired, that Glenn Gibson.
Yeah.
You know him?
I know Gibson's store now.
Yeah. Glenn, he's retired, in other words. Mm-hmm. He married a bull girl, and so this man is running this. I mean, some kind of a recent profit sharing or something.
Yeah.
But H.A. came back and run the store. But he's telling me and Mama like
Johnson's
store. Yeah, Johnson's store.
Yeah.
And then we went down and had our lunch today and drove the man a little car down there. We were going to drive a pickup, but they had some posting, a bunch of stuff in it, in other words.
Well,
he
now,
said,
are
take
you fencing for this?
Yeah, this Rich Italian.
Rich Italian?
Yeah. He ordered his post movie on it, too. He looked at a lot of these clear souls, then he decided that he wasn't bothered with them, then he decided that he told Aaron how to go over and see about getting $1,000 for him of the cedar post. So here and I went when we found them, and we bought back a pickup load right over there for ourselves. And the man delivered 600, that's all he could haul. But he's going to have to bring 25 or 40 more corner posts or 9-foot posts. Well, it took really too long, 9-10. That's the reason you've seen, you know, take that saw there and, you know, cut them off a little bit so you can't get that gumbo plate. 8-foot is plenty long enough, 8 or 8.5.
Oh, yes. You're on sticking
but,
up
too far. He's, you know, like a lot of people, he says, I want, you waiting on us?
Mm-hmm.
Come on up for him.
See?
Yeah, we don't have that.
Everett is the best, his author. It would be a shame for me to ask blessing with him
here, wouldn't
it? Everett. Our grace is in the Father, we thank thee for thy blessing, we thank thee for food, thank thee for fellowship, we have one another, Christian, heaven the Father, bless us through the nursing our body, and our body, our service, for we ask in Christ's name, for his sake, amen.
Yeah.
He was out the other day, in other words, this boy's a preacher. You may know him. He's the REA representative, and he lives in Macanopy. Can't call the boy's name now, but he just got ordained. He had a church over there about Sister Island Grove. Said, well, I didn't say anything wrong. He said, I told him that we had all kind of drinks, but he said, I didn't tell him what kind, any kind he wanted. No, we had it. But he take nice water.
Well, look, Evan.
But
your man's store, what's his name?
Geiger. And H-A. Willie was down there doing a little electrical work for him, you know, with old switches and all, and told him off on counter. He said, come move this stuff, Willie. He said, if you're on my payroll, you got to take care of all that stuff.
Down at Geiger's?
Yeah. Yeah, Willie. Well, Sib said, you want to come check the pump, but Willie's got too much to do. That's what Sib told me. I didn't say anything to Willie about it, but Sib the one told me down the store, CC McCurry.
Yeah.
And said that you came by.
I called it Friday, I think it was.
Yeah, I believe it. Come by, call one, and and check that pump. But said somebody checked it before or something, and Willie had something else to do. But Willie don't work too much. He went to work the season by himself. He blew at us when he come out of the corner there. He went to pick up the game of the season.
What's he doing down that Geiger store now?
He's putting in some new electrical switch boxes.
What, damn it? I thought he rewired the place.
Well, he did, but he didn't half do it. In other words, then electrocuted the dog underneath the house, left the dog going wild in it, got naked and electrocuted the dang dog.
Well, it's a good thing it's a dog, ain't it?
Yeah, that's right.
I get under this house.
I told somebody, I said, if there's some robber come in and go cut the hole, square hole in the floor and rob it, well, I elected them, in other words, I broke that up, in other words. But he got the dog to shut up in there, and I said, well, they, like, I understand about a friend of his. He said, that don't matter. He said, they got a, something that they can, you know, just throw that dog and put him to sleep, and he'll never wake up.
Yeah.
This man had a beautiful bulldog, and he shut him up in his place of bed. Oh, I'm safe, in other words.
Yeah,
says,
yeah.
It better than all these burglar alarms and all that, in other words. And he says, and all that. And he said, it wasn't 2 weeks before the man went in there and just gave him a little of that treatment, you know, that formaldehyde or some kind of dope, in other words, and just put him to sleep. And the dog was laying there dead, and the man walked off what he wanted.
How about Mr. Palmer down there?
I said, well, same way. They go in the head, come in the roof, and steal from him.
Was that dog there?
Huh? No, he wasn't down there. He's somewhere else, Johnny said. No, there was another friend here. I believe it's out of Ocala.
Well, Mr. Palmer, excuse me, it's hot.
What's that?
Mr. Palmer told me he hadn't had any trouble since he got that dog there.
Well, right man hadn't come and knows how to take care of them dogs. That's the way.
That's right. Well, I tell you, I don't know anybody who want to go into Mr. Palmer except some of those people live around there. And
well, that's the one that went in and they chased him far back, in other words. That's the reason he got the dog and robbed him. You hear about that?
No.
And went into another lady's home out there and told her $300 television and two shotguns hanging on the wall down the rack. Mrs. Florian Matthews, I was called, she married that Cadillac man in Gainesville, Bradenton.
Well,
you know her?
No, I know some of those Cadillac men.
She was Matthews.
Married Johnny?
Married, no, she married Neil.
J.J.?
Or one that was a convict camp for long.
I don't know.
He died. And the boy got killed in service.
Oh.
And she never had married. Mr. Edwards used to carry around the Cadillac, that old big black Cadillac, you know. But she
no cornbread, Everett, but
that's fine. These biscuits are pretty good.
AJ been there. How long has he been?
He's been out a little over a year now.
Well, he can make more of that than he can working out for these rich people.
Well, that's what I told him. I said, you make a living, you need out of the store, and I know, I'd think, you know, you could add, you know, a couple $100 a week. You're doing good business.
And everything he buys, you see, he'd get him at
that's
a
right.
discount.
That's right, and his food, you know, would cost nothing. He's fixing up the little house, but he didn't get willing to work in it.
Yeah.
But he might as well, because he got that Anderson ball on the corner that's retired, in other words. And Bill, it's taking him on what it should have, you know, slow.
Yeah. Now, you never have actually worked with Willie.
Just a little pigeon job. Yeah, I worked with him.
Just a little pigeon job.
Just a little pigeon work.
But you was working for somebody else.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
You wasn't working for each other.
No. He and I were on the same little pigeon job.
Yeah. Well,
but I've been around him a good deal, and see, he lived on our place, and I helped him fix a house up. We put that beaver, what's called beaver board, a hard-pressed wood, I call it.
Yeah.
That you can cut it, you know, with a saw, but it's hard to cut with a handsaw, but
yeah,
you can cut it with these skill saws.
Well,
and we boxed it all in. But that was years ago when Willie was, you know, was working at the bum plant then.
Yeah.
Over on at
Oh, I see. But he's always worked out around.
That's right.
Having a regular job and then worked out too.
He worked with his brother a couple of so years, and he quit that, and after he had that camp on his mouth, kind of got pulled down. Said he couldn't stand the hot weather, and then I got him the job at university. You know, I told you, I believe, though, didn't I?
Yeah.
Yeah, I got him the job.
Now, what was that about the other fella, that he got a job?
Era. Willie called Era in and needs another one. Willie got Era.
That's where, yes. Now, does he live close to you?
No, he lives close to Willie. He's in a concrete block house on the Grady Road where the bus stop is at. There it is.
Yeah.
He's a cousin of mine, too. He's about the same as Sybil. They're about third cousin. But Willie had a job, you know, and I gave Eddie the first opportunity, but Eddie couldn't get away right then. You see, he's like I was. I committed that Smith boy up there at Walker Hootie, and I couldn't get away, and I didn't want a night job, and about half the money that I'd been making I had up there, you know, before.
Mm-hmm.
And I said I didn't want the night job because I'd try to work in on the daytime like Eddie doing today and giving out. Two jobs, see?
Yeah.
And you get as old as you and I, you can't work two jobs. You might think you can. Another cousin of mine that tried it, in other words, and died when he was 49 years old.
Yeah. Well.
But Willie, he liked it because there's no work in it, see?
Well, now, who got that flu first, Ira or Willie? Willie had bad, bad shape with that flu.
I don't know how I did. Eddie said something to me about it today. And I, when I teased Eddie about Willie being his superintendent, he said, don't say that. But Willie more or less is the boss man, you know, and they are kind of resentful. You know how people do. But I believe it, Willie got it first. Then Eddie got it, in other words. Then Willie didn't want to work Eddie's shift or something. He wanted to be off on Saturday and Sunday, see, where he attended the church business.
But
I didn't say anything about it. He's one of the deacons, but he's not deacon, though. They're having that thing tonight. Did you all get one of those posters?
No. What are they doing tonight?
I tell you, excuse me. Ms. Helena Roberto, she wanted to go, but they don't have the doctor to come. And people didn't like that. That's why they let them come there and make an offer, but you're inviting trouble when you let them come to the moving picture show, in other words, and someone said, well, the church, it's a film, you know, Billy Graham, this is his land, or something, you've probably heard of it.
Oh.
And it's a wonderful movie, and it's about 2 hours long.
Oh.
And it's remarkable. People told me they'd seen it.
It is.
But he goes down to the colored Canine Baptist Church and invites the colored men to come up. And
Willie did?
No, the preacher. And Willie wanted a deacon, and this they owe me now. I didn't say anything to Willie about it, because I wasn't a deacon. I'm just a Sunday school teacher. But they didn't know anything about it. But they had a meeting Monday night, but I hadn't asked Willie what to say anything about it, anything. And I said I wasn't going, and H.A.'s mother said they wasn't going. H.A. wasn't going. Aria not going. Aria's wife, she's a Baptist, and Aria's a Methodist. Said, well, Nora's not going either. And said, if they pull many of them stumps like that, why, she may fall out with the church. I said, well, you can't. You can fall out with people, but you can't fall out with a church. I don't want to tell them which is true, in other words.
And that's tonight.
But I said, yeah, they're having a film tonight. But Ms. Helena Roberta said, well, if I go at 7:30, she said, forget on about 7:15 and get the, you know, seat up near the front. She said, I don't reckon they'll come in and sit down by me. I said, well, I don't know that. They did the funeral. Attend church in Fairfield here, and I went to a girl funeral I went to school with, that McLaughlin girl.
Yeah.
Because it wasn't any men, it was ladies. They came in, they slept near the front. I didn't get near the front. Because one side they had it reserved, you know, for the family. So I sat in the back next to old Lewis Grubbs and his wife. And Henry Gatfield came in, and he sat just ahead of her. But there's three ladies, and they dressed up, you know, and had on nice clothes, you know, and had them air ring, you know, hanging down, and the beads around the neck. Even had on hats.
That's colored ladies?
Dressed, yeah, dressed up.
Huh? Oh, they can dress.
But they went ahead, you know, and they sat down on the seats, you know, with some white ladies, and the white ladies didn't get up and move. Got through LK's wife, Marge, I mean, said, hey, who are those colored people? You know them, you know everybody here, and your daddy did too. Then he told us, well, he said, Marge, don't think anybody. That's the people that you have to raise up, you know, with dad, no one. Because, you know, a lot of them with dad, you know, in other words. Then LK finally broke down. His voice is about to give away on him. His health is bad. He's
got a
heart condition, sugar diabetes. And I don't know what else. But
just everything.
He's in bad shape. But Marge turned it off then, though, what, after he, you know, broke down with him and shed a few tears, and we're going to talk about something else.
Yeah.
But I've seen her. She said, I was going to speak to you down at the restaurant. So your cousin wife came by, the Whittington boy wife, you know, flashy girl, kid. And she caught me on the shoulder, you know. Said, what are you doing down here? I said, well, I can eat the rest of them once in a while. I said, what you doing here? You go at the house and cook me. How many of these ladies? About 15 or 20 of them on the ladies' aid, missionary ladies or something that they're having in the church. And Margie was one of them. Margie Edward, Miss Lois Dixon, that other Mrs. Kuntz, Phillips.
Phillips?
Yeah. I always want to call her Kuntz because one of her husbands was Kuntz.
Uh-huh.
But she had a dispersal up there, and went up there, and that preacher, he stole about everything. He bought one of those TV less than a year old, in other words, for $20.
No.
And bought the piano, I think, for $40 that she taught music on. You know, she's a music teacher. Someone said, you're the teacher of music, right? Well, that told me that. And Ms. Myers thought she taught music.
I told you.
Was it you? Maybe it was you. But Ms. Phillips, she and Ms. Dixon, you know, they did that. And old Liz Walker said, I just didn't have any money. I said, well, I said, why don't you call your husband, in other words, and tell him to send you some money? But those people just waited and got lost stuff. Did he come by then? He said, I got $14 worth of stuff, and now you got a body. Here's the tools. Wrenches and steel some wrenches and old type butcher knife, you know.
Yeah.
And got a drawing knife, old type of drawing knife, you know. You can't buy a drawing knife or a handsaw. You want got a handsaw.
Yeah.
And the handsaw that I got out there in that pickup, it ain't worth 3 cents. It's a Distin.
Yeah.
I think I paid about $6-7 for it.
Yeah.
But Jiffy got a basket full of all kind of stuff. Said I got all this for $13.
Where was that?
Down in Mrs. Phillips.
Oh, yeah.
Did you go to?
No.
I didn't know anything about it.
Oh, man alive. That'd be written.
Well, I am asked, but what is she going to do? Is she going back to North? Or is she's not going to teach music anymore? She's teaching that one or two kids out our way.
You know, I haven't been in touch with them down there for some time. I'm ashamed to say. I usually see some of them, you know. Over
is this
on.
More of that pineapple or what flavor is it?
It's got just a little pineapple in it, not much.
That's the other big one, too.
Mother Phillips, didn't she die?
That's what I was wondering.
Yeah,
did she pass away?
Yeah.
Maybe some of the air didn't take that thing over. But I didn't think to ask Cage when she was saying something to me the other day about it. But if you tell me, I didn't ask him. I hated to, because you're wrong. Why, you know, you made an error.
Yeah.
You don't know.
Yeah. You know, it's kind of hard sometimes to inquire about your friends, isn't it?
That's right.
They could have been sick for a month, and you wouldn't know it, and it'd be sick.
Well, my older brother was up, and we didn't know that. He done been in the hospital with a heart attack, and St. Vincent's Hospital in Jackman.
You're out of
this. Yeah, I'm
right.
And my older brother, while he was off, he heard about the fish bite on Orange Lake. And so he came, he and his wife. She got some relatives over at Cross Creek. His daddy was away before he passed away. Guthrie. Did you know him in Guthrie?
Who
old father. Will Guthrie.
Tell me about him.
Big landowner, you know, on Cross Creek over there. On the world of land, they had woods full of, he'd bring a cow, you know, some of them old and everything. They'd die in that way. They didn't want to rent a pasture, and he wouldn't do it. He just let them die.
Woods cows?
Mm-hmm. But he finally passed away.
Yeah. Do you know him?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was my sister-in-law's dad. When he was up the other day.
Your sister-in-law's daddy?
Mm-hmm. But he's mad again. This other woman fixed everything, but she didn't get anything. The other woman had it all fixed with a lawyer, you know, she got the whole way. Yeah. And he's been dead about 2 months since somebody had hired me. Do you know what I was saying?
You know her?
Well.
What's she like?
She's only 50. About 50 years old. And he's about 90 when he died. But he married her. She cooked and waited on him, in other words. And he got on right by her. So they say, and my sister-in-law, now I don't know, say it's and she got him to fix the papers and all up where she get it off. And he had some cash money, but she didn't get into that either.
I've heard of him. people speak of him as a right nice old fellow,
yeah,
old man.
That's right. He's nice.
Old man Guthrie.
Yeah, he's a nice fellow.
Well, and you knew him?
Yeah, through my sister-in-law. I never did visit him and stay around him too much, but I knew the man.
You talked to him?
Yes, sir. And my sister-in-law's brother, a good friend of mine.
I'll tell you a little bit of that too, hey?
And he wanted me to go and talk to him about, you know, says he'll listen to you and said maybe you can get him to cut out some old cow, you know, a 15, 20 year old Burma, you know, got horn, got so many rings around the horn to be pitiful. And said, you go over and talk to him. So I did. I went on a visit with him. She's real nice. Mary, the name. She's quite a talker.
Oh, is she?
Mm-hmm. But she didn't resent me anyway, me talking to the old man. And the boy was there. He agreed with me, in other words. Wanted to find a married Mary. He's only about 35 years old.
Yeah.
And he's working with me, you know, for years and years, you know, with old cattle and, they plant, you know, 100 acres of rye stuff, you know, on the land over to the cattle, you know, but that wouldn't hold up too long. And
yeah.
He wanted to get the man in, improve pasture and take care of it, in other words, but he didn't want to do it. He'd been used to the old time, you know, having them run loose and wild.
Yeah.
Let them pass now. He couldn't do much with me. He agreed with me, but old man, he wouldn't hear to it. And the boy, Mark, come back at me and told me to try to rent some of that cheap land, you know, pasture land over here in Levy County. The Fayette County, that other county up there, you know. So I found a place over there, you know, 400 or 500 acres where you could, you know, have some improved pasture and a pretty good fence on it. Get it for $1,000 a year, you know, just keep the fences up, you know, and trying to look out for a place. Mow the pasture, you know, and take care of it.
Yeah.
Rich people, you know, own it.
They just wanted to get...
Then he wouldn't hear the can in the cow to west. It cost too much to truck them or whatever. Philip Brothers truck.
Mr. Gritty?
Mm-hmm. So it cost too much.
After you found the...
Mm-hmm. Mark, he didn't get me, but his boy did. Mark, he's older than my sister-in-law. He's ready to retire too, but he's running the... found the machine shop. He was down in that on off of Buffalo Avenue, and this new highway come through. He had to sell, so he got, I think, about $1 million out of that. Then he taken that $1 million and went out there and built him a family out there on number 4th Avenue, Ebo City. If you know anything about Tampa, it goes on east.
Who is that?
My sister-in-law's brother, Guthrie, son of this old man. But he didn't want any of his dad's property. He had all he needed, you know, My sister-in-law could use her, but he didn't mention her or nothing, and she never contested or try to get a child for it or anything. They just didn't want to get involved.
Now, let me see if they... What sister-in-law are you talking about?
My oldest brother, one was up the other day. Oldest brother of mine. He's
from
70,
Tampa?
He's 70. He's 71 years old, and she's 1 year older than I am. She's 61.
And she is old man Guthrie's
daughter? Daughter, that's right. And he raised her and the boy, two children, you know, until they got grown and got out, and she started working at Tampa. Went down to a cousin of hers and got a job, and that's when my oldest brother, he's a mechanic, Ford people. He stayed the whole thing on the Ford company 17 years. After he came back from school out there in Kansas City, Missouri, well, he came back and got the job, and he got the one with him, and they married.
Well, what did the woman, why did she leave over there for? It's a nice place.
You mean,
Miss got the daughter, your sister-in-law.
My sister-in-law? Well, she, you know, young, and she just got out, in other words, and her mother was with him then, when she left, but he let her go.
Well, she didn't die.
No. And she married again. Her mother married again. And she died, too. She married another man. He had some property. And my sister-in-law didn't get any of that. And he had, I think, $800 in his pocket when he passed away at the hospital in Gainesville. But it's nothing to me, but no way to show you how people are.
Yeah.
The snake in the grass, you know, where you look around.
Yeah.
The Baptist preacher, in other words, got the money and got the place. And Glenn, he wouldn't fight in court.
Well, now, what happened to this Gershwin place over there?
That boy married, in other words, and she got everything in her name. I don't know what she got him in the will or what she got now. But the young man she married, and he couldn't make it on old poor cattle, but to finally, a bunch of them died, in other words, and he sold a bunch of them.
Yeah.
And he wasn't making any money like 9 out of 10 of them. You and I are talking about, we couldn't make a living at the farm. We got to get out and work somewhere.
Yeah.
So he got a job at the university.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And liked it. He's with a farm crew. Experiment with all this.
You don't know why you old man Gershwin left that first wife. He leave her or she leave him?
I was a young boy in that way then,
yeah,
you see, and
yeah,
I don't remember. I've been years ago. But I never get the details of what it will. I think she wanted to.
That must have been a long time ago.
It was. She was a hustler and work.
This woman over
she
there.
Started and made her own living after she left him and stayed single a long while, and she sold these cosmetics, Avon products or something.
Yeah. Her former wife, his former wife.
Yeah, my sister-in-law's mother.
Yeah.
And she finally came down and stayed with my sister-in-law and my brother after he got married. And she had
did she?
Oh, yeah, my sister-in-law got a stepdaughter, Ken O.G. Johnson out there. Johnson could, in other words, the daddy of that girl. And she'd come up every once in a while, she'd stop by and see OG.
Yeah. Well, now,
she's young,
he'd
give her a lot of stuff out of that store. And she like that, she's just a young girl then. But she's a pretty blonde-haired girl, good looking, still good looking.
I passed by over there, the old Gussie place, and I think, Lord, ain't that nice. The way they used to have it, you see,
mm-hmm.
with all that woods around there, and they didn't have to plant much and just let them cattle out.
I said, just run along everywhere.
Yes, and they weren't out anything, and whatever they made was clear.
That's just like old man Zetrod used to be out there on the media, Remtart Zetrod, them daddy of those boys living there next to me. No, his daddy the same way, and he owned about 20,000 acres of land. The state still has it, in other words. Then the boys, they got, that homestead, a piece. But he had them, in other words.
Yeah.
And he says, he's the same opinion like a lot of big fellas. The more you have, the more you're going to lose. That is, more will die, about the age, That's just don't think about that. Profit and loss, I mean. And still, they'll have enough to make money. If he want a little money, he just, have someone to come and get a load of, on sale, $400-$500 for a load of cattle in, But money then went somewhere. He bought the land, up 50 cents on the dollar, in other words, and it was all cheap, and he had it.
Now, you didn't get into that way of living at all.
Mm-mm.
That was clear out of you were clear away from that.
That's right. I was just a kid, that's out of my jurisdiction. You mean this over here?
Yeah.
All
the people you knew were pretty good farmers.
That's right. Pretty reliable sort of people.
But the people with the woods cattle, you didn't have any dealings with them then?
No. We didn't have any. My daddy had a few cattle. But most of it had the milking blood in it, in other words.
Yeah.
I always had a good milk cow, maybe two.
Yeah.
Even when mother died, I kept the cow and we quit milking.
Yeah.
But I kept her until she finally died with old age. After mother died, I was going to move her, but she's 17 years old, But she'd have a calf every year. She lived in there.
Old man Guthrie, I heard him talk.
My mother would sit there, you know, and move her lips, you know, and use that needle, you know, tattooing, you knitting or some kind of business, you know. Well, she had two or three different things she could do. Make all them scarf, you know, and sell that stuff.
Yeah.
And, you know, look out there and see that old cow. Here he got one of them now. He called his Red, and I called mine Red, too.
Yeah.
She's a Red Angus, what she was.
Yeah. Now, I don't know Harry.
But,
I hadn't heard his name before.
Well, he's Whittington, and he's got a brother.
And he's right over there in your neighborhood.
Yeah. Have you heard of his brother in Hawthorne?
No.
He's a pretty well-to-do fellow.
Now, he's not Dick's brother?
No, he's cousin of mine and Dick.
Cousin.
That's right.
Yeah.
But that daddy and my mother was, I guess first, second cousin. I get all tangled up with this cousin.
Now, you don't have to eat any more of that than you want.
Well, him won't be any bad in all those Coca-Cola, will it? With my, you hear me telling about the Coke lady out there?
No.
And that's not
she went to Ocala this morning, but he brought us out one, canned Coke. In the season, though, she came back. And she was bringing them out, and then finally came out with a plastic cup, you know, and a plastic ice jug, in other words. And it watered all their cold, and she had ice in it, and little glasses to go with it. And I told Leah, I said, that's the reason you're giving out. And I am, too, I noticed that. He said, I got blisters in my hand for using your digger. We haven't got the, you know, I told you. He going to buy a tractor, in other words, and the tractor hadn't come in yet, the rest tractor company. And he says, I said, I'm people hard to do any business with down at Gamble, Russia Tractor Company. When Rush was living, like a fine fellow. He was living, I guess, in New Baltimore, if you bought your way down there from him. You didn't buy your Alice Chalmers. But couldn't do business with him, but the tractor, well, they knew about it, but the Farnborough boy was down there, and he broke up and went to Gainesville. And I bought this WD 45 from Joe Farnborough, raised right here in. You know the Farnborough boy. One of them, Fred, living right here. Mad a school teacher. Well, he's working with him.
Well, Willis said he couldn't do business with him.
With Fred and Joe?
Yeah.
Well, I'm do better business with them than I can down yonder.
Oh, down yonder, they don't give a nickel.
No. As I told Larry, now that they're going to let that man have it, but I said, Larry, I said, you, they're not going to do that. He thinks he can lease that thing or rent it, the tractor and the diggers. And I believe it's on a little small 35 gas burner Mesa Ferguson or Master Ferguson or whatever you call it. And if he liked it, in other words, he wants the rent to go on it and he just buy the tractor and the diggers. Well, the man's got plenty of money. Well, that's all right if you get them to do it. But that fellow Buell in the office said, hey, talk to their. We went and got a load of pup again. We've been buying pistol pup, you know, for all the year. And Ariel wants some more. And I said, well, I'm buying it out. And I said, so I want to
buy
citrus pup from the living near.
And he's been buying too, Ariel?
That's right. And I've been hauling Ariel. Go down and get a ton at a time. And we used to split it. But I told Ariel I still got a few bags. And I said, I won't take but just two bags. And I got three. And I give me five. And I'm not feeding mine about two or three times a week. I'm feeding, letting the calves eat a little of it, see?
You got enough grass now?
It's coming pretty good. I did like you. I mowed in the pasture now when it's coming back out. I'm going to fertilize one of them.
Soon
it rained, but we didn't get in the rain.
How much you going to fertilize it?
I'm going to put about 400 pounds or 3/10 an acre.
How does, I got to get a hold of Mr. Bixon. You know, I've talked to him, but I don't know exactly what he tells me. Now, he puts 400 or 500 pounds of fertilizer on it and then follows it with 100 pounds of nitrogen.
That's what I do.
Now, I don't know what he means.
The hay behind it, I get a little better than 100 bales of acre, the hay off of it, see? And after I get the hay, I don't mow it one time. Then that grass, that with ammonia and that long analysis of fertilizer, 3/10, with a potash holding elements, you know, it's in there. Why, that grass come on out and they get raised on, in other words, to a cold weather. But it's slow putting out, in other words, that pangolia, in other words, but here, If it had some decent weather, like Ed said, he'd have done had plenty of hay, in other words, but it had been too dry.
Yeah.
And that's the reason he'd having to feed here, you know, at the citrus pup and using little peanut hulls and cottonseed meal.
Yeah.
To enrich that cottonseed meal, you know, while you put, you know, 2-3 handfuls and add 3 or 4 more percent, you know, protein to it.
Yeah.
And it's cheaper feed you can buy. But I've actually got more grass like you're going to have now pretty soon, you know.
Every
but
let me tell you.
Max, in other words, while he fertilized his back then, had that other big rain on it, and his rye come up. Did you see it? Eric said he called him and wanted him to go and look at it. Because Eric sold the rye.
He sold
the rye for him with his tractor.
Max said he never heard of it before.
Yeah.
And Eric said he
told him about it, in other words.
And then come over there and put it in.
And got Eric to come put it in. Eric put mine in for me, in other words. He said, you can take the box and over and sort it with your tractor. I got a tractor a lot newer than Eric, a little, you know, Super A International Farm All.
Yeah.
And Eric got the old time with the hand muscle lever, I call to it.
Yeah.
And mine, the hydraulic, you know, control.
Yeah.
And he says, you can get the box and put it on yours. And I said, well, you already have it on yours. And I says, that little foot rope where the bullet on the floorboard on mine is unbroke off. Well, it's always in the way anyhow, you know, you put your heel on. And I said, that's where you got the board, because I could drill a hole in the floorboard and bolt it down.
Yeah.
But I said, it won't take no time you to come over and sow mine, you know, 10 or 12 acres. That's all I was going to sow.
Yeah.
So they come over, and after it got over there, well, then I decided to go and get some more seed, and I sowed 10, 15, about 16 acres.
But yours didn't...
It didn't do anything. But after had that shower rain, that old area, one field, it done real good. Like Max.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Because I had 500 pounds of fertilizer acre of mine. The man made a mistake and gave out a fertilizer, and I had to go to CPA there in Gainesville, that's a Farmer Mutual, and got some of that gold kiss, you know. I think 8 or 10 sacks, and put it out with the easy flow. You know, left off.
Yeah.
And Eric done went on and sold it, and I just put the fertilizer on top of it after he's over there, in other words. But the man, in other words, he's supposed to put it out, you know, with a spreader service.
And
put it all out, you know, before he got through what he's supposed to.
And some of yours, is that right? Now, who put that out? Rao?
No, not Rao, but just about as bad as Rao or more. That boy from over on High Spring.
Yeah.
Lewis spreader service.
They get some boogers, don't they? Oh, I've had these fellas that run those spreaders, I tell you, that's a rough life they lead. Just an ordinary man couldn't do that, ever. I'd love to see old...
I've got gold kiss, and you put it out yourself, but they charge too much to put it out. Is this coconut cooked?
Yes, it is, and it's good.
I'm going to eat one. One is all I'm going to eat. I'm watching
the sort of life you've led today.
I'm not there, in other words. You know, I'm nearly up to 170 pounds again. The hot weather just started. It's 90-some-odd degrees yesterday,
yeah.
And I must have been close that today.
Yeah.
It didn't rain, no word, but H.A. said it was awfully hot down there. He said he goodbye to shut the door and turn the air conditioning unit on. But he hadn't had it on yet, so he had a pretty good-sized fan there. And I said, I don't want to get behind that, H.A. But Willie hid, you know, after his buddy come in there. He ran behind the counter and had them shell, you know, like that on portable turnaround.
Yeah.
Aaron knew he was in there. Willie, he teased and directly threw a piece of old wire, you know, he cut off, stripped off a ring over the counter and hit Aaron on the side of the head with it.
How tall are you?
How what?
6'5", 10?
I'm 5'6". Aaron's. I believe Ed is a little shorter than I am, but he weighed about 5 or 10 pounds more than I do. But to say we look more like brothers than the other brother, twin.
Is Ernest a twin?
He's my twin, yeah. He's a big old boy though. He's about 5'8" or 9". Ernest, he's taller than I am and weighs 40 pounds, 50 more than I do.
Yeah.
I think he weighs like 200.
He don't do any fencing.
Mm-mm. He down there looking at them old colored girls.
Now,
hearing all that old rotten talk they put out, in other words. I wouldn't have
how long done. You going to be fencing over here? How long did it take?
He'd like for it to get it done in about 2 days.
Yeah.
After it's tatted. That's another thing. All we want to do it in a hurry.
Yes.
And he come down and he'll tell you this, that,
Oh, it's in a hurry.
And I told Eddie today, I said, well, I put up, I reckon, 100 or 200 gates in the last 2 years. And he's come down and change the gates. Instead of a 14, he wants 16-foot aluminum gates, you know, going up the yard.
Yeah.
Looks, you know, in the yard. Well, it looked nice. And Mrs. Thomas there fixed her fence, put her a 14-foot gate. But he said, you know, when you turn off the highway, he said, I noticed when I was going up near Thomas's, that gate post is right there close to my arm. And he said, I decided it won't cost me about $2 or $4 more, and I want a 16.
Yeah.
And he bought the book. He'd like to, I'm telling you about the man up at the university. That fellow had a degree that long from Oklahoma.
Yeah.
And I went along with him because I was working with him. And like Eric said about this, we'd go ahead and do it if we have to. We'd dig deep posts, you know, all around, in the ground, you know, 4 feet deep, a little over. Nearly deep as a four-stroke digger, and they five, hounds sticking out that far. Must be 4.5 feet deep.
Good.
And I said, we're going to have to dig them out, I believe. But he bought the book, you know, after I just suggested, you know. Now, I wasn't trying to take his job, but I told him, in other words, and he said, well, he had put up a lot of gates up there. Smith's brother, but that cow pen up there cost $40,000. Why, it's got gates and cutting gates and everything all over it and around it and everywhere else. And I said, I made them gates, and they fit. And I said, he got a aluminum gate going in it, but he used double. He got double eights, 2/8, 16 feet, you know, it opened in the middle.
Yeah.
Hinges on each side.
What about that?
And he goes in there with a feed truck, you know, and go in there, that other hydromonia thing, and he's going, you know, take the pin, you know, thing and put it over the pasture, grass and corn, anything. It's got some nutrient value in it. I told the father, and he went and got the book, and he said, make it exactly 16 feet inside the post. Going to be a 16-foot gate. And he bought his, you know, he had a tape too, in other words, the right new one. Bought his tape and made it, like this is a corner and this is a corner. Made it solid post, you know, 9 foot long, it's in the ground, you know, 4.5 feet.
Okay.
And they pampered too. And before we packed one of them, I waited until he come down there. He said, we better wait. So mix up, in other words, while we may make another $8 or $10 or $12, you know, digging them back up. And he made, in other words, and sure enough, he had exactly 16 feet inside. I said, oh, we allowed 4 inches for the pin and the catch on the gate. And I said, in the last 3 years, but I just told him that, in other words. I did it with Mr. Thompson with a 14, and he went in the gate. He opened the gate and went up to the house. That other nice block, concrete block home that she bought only 18 acres in. But she wanted it him, but it's a little more than what they wanted, and they wanted too much money for it. They got there for about $400 an acre, and this man paid about $650 to hit. Cost him $45,000 cash. This place him.
Golly. Look what that'll do to the property around there.
Oh, yeah. When you get a new fence on it, the man's going to get some black angus cattle. He likes black angus. His wife does, really. I don't think he cared much about it. She likes black angus.
Yeah.
She's an Alabama country girl, she told me.
So she's gone up in the world, hasn't she?
So she wants black anger. And they done told her to see about that chili, and I said, well, she may want to shop around. Well, he said, well, they got the money, I'll pay $400 or $500 for them bred heifers.
Yeah.
Well, I said, might see if pull him down here, and you might get the same heifer for $250, just to go to heifer, you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Now, Jippy tell me about them heifers that he helped me move them. That lightning boy.
Uh-huh.
I helped him move here. From the house down here at South Side. And he said he'd help me when I wanted to move mine, and I told him, all right. And he said, now, and he said, they're just a little over a year old, though. And so I said, well, I never had enough feed on them, though, but I'd lose money if I'd sell them for $200. And I said, when they're calves, and I was way back on, I got $125, $30 for them. And I said, you'd be surprised how much feed I put in them. So, well, I'll just give you $150 a piece for them now, for the 8 of them. I said, no, I'd be losing money sure enough then. I just told you, in other words, I couldn't come out at $200 a head if I sold them.
Yeah.
But I sell them to keep, and this is done gone, so I'm going to keep them. Which I am.
Yeah.
But that girl, just look at that old Angus bull she bought from J.C. Reeves down here. He didn't breed any.
Well,
but she was scared to death, you know, one of them had bred one of my cows, and she was, you know, but she got a bucket like you had there, a few pellets. Jimmy, he couldn't do a thing with that bull.
Yeah.
She got a bucket of pellets and I went and carried him right on through the gate and got him on around. I heard him low all the way, you know, where they live on around Max's there. And I own that piece of property in front of her house. And she leased it from me. And right after I got 2 bushels of corn.
Eric, what chance would a fella have of getting some of Max's heifers?
You can get them. He sell them, you know, last year, I told you, but he got 30 cents a pound for them. And the average, they didn't average about 700 pounds of heifers. That's a little over, $200, but they wasn't bred. They just weaned, in other words. They was a calf, you know, seven months old. Seven, eight months old. He weaned them off the cows.
How much they weigh? 400 or 500
The heaviest one weighed just five. Me weighed seven. And all of them, they averaged right around six a little better. See, the union said, that's what that Bremen stuff will do. That's the reason I'm getting a Brangus bull off of this sugar plantation in South Florida. You know, one of these $20,000 Bremen bulls. And one of those Shands is Angus cow that probably he paid $1,000 for the cow. And George, I told him, I said, here's a sweet calf right there. I'll take either one of them. I'm going out there and look at George, and I'll pick out a good calf out of your bunch right now. I'm not a Hereford man.
Who's that?
I can.
Out of whose?
Out of yours.
Yeah.
As young as they are, I'm picking out some calves.
Yeah.
The calves over yonder, they're a little bigger than yours. They're a little earlier calves, I imagine.
Yeah.
Yours are like mine, though. They're a little late coming.
I don't like them, really.
But I don't particularly either.
My pasture's not up to it.
But I'm going to get this calf, and I went over there from George and Jiffy, in other words.
Some of Max's heifers, some of his stock would be worth $30 a pound, wouldn't it?
That's right, sure they would. Yes, sir.
And with all the feed he's put into them, he wouldn't make too much of that.
No, Iva May was up there, and she was easy to talk to, you know how she talked.
Who?
His wife, Iva May.
Iva May.
That's what I called.
Yeah.
And she said, that surprised me. I surely wouldn't have thought. I said, the way that, said, it'd been better talked about, you know, guessing at the weight, you know, and just sell them so much ahead. Like Jippy just told me, you know, he'd give me, you know, $150 for mine. See?
Yeah.
And like you say, mine, as I told Jippy, they'd weigh between, I believe mine, I have it right close to 600 pounds. Yeah. But they are nearly a year old.
Yeah.
Because some of the cows, you know, had done, you know, had calves, young calves over at the house, and I got one or two more to save. That white face cow, she hadn't had her. And I got about four cows that won't have their calves. And I thought they'd had them in April, but they're going to have to pick up because they look like, you know, they're with calves.
Oh, right.
But they're going to be, you know, next month before they have these calves.
That's the worst thing to happen.
Yes, sir. And
it
I don't
sure
like
is. Of course, I don't like that.
You know, I don't like the what I call summer calves.
Yeah.
But I said then, I said, I don't know. I said, the only way to do it, I lose a calf crop, is just keep that bull away from them, in other words, and get them on schedule again. That's the way a lot of people do. But a little man like you and myself, Bo, and I'm not talking comparing you, because you probably got more money than me than I got. But the little man that got a little bunch of cows, he just, you know, hates to, you know, lose that calf in between.
Yeah.
Now, you're talking about these people got this $300,000 or $1 million, in other words. Well, they don't mind it too much, do they?
They don't know the difference,
no.
I guess.
But I just hate to do it.
Now, let me tell you, Maxie, he don't have too much work in him.
Can you? I want to pour this in the sink. Pour this like that. Pour that in the sink.
He don't have too much work in him, does he?
Well, he's not really able to work now, but he used to work.
Yes.
But Maxie's not able to work too much now. Now, Ivan May can do more work than he can now.
Yeah. Well, now, what chance does Maxie have of getting a little help?
Well, that's another thing, though. We're just, you can't get anybody to do anything. You want a little more or not?
Not right this minute.
But you take, he got one old darky out there to help him a little bit once in a while, maybe pouring a few bushes and fiddle around.
Yeah.
But it's getting to the point now where it's hard to get labor anybody, you know,
yeah,
to help him out.
Well, now, look, do you and Maxie ever do anything together?
No.
Well, you can see him.
Not to speak of, no, sir.
Well, what could you do?
Well, it's not too much. In other words, not much you could do. Now, if I got a little bigger tractor, I could help him out, you know, maybe he's sowing his oats and rye or something like that, you know, with a seed drill, in other words. And like Eddie helped him out with a rotary, you know, seeder behind his tractor.
Yeah.
Well, if I'd, you know, had the opportunity, I could have helped him, but he knows Avery, in other words, and Avery, after I got Avery to sew mine, rather than bother around with a box. Dippy had one, he said, I'd borrow his.
Yeah.
And Jippy's a big one.
Yeah.
And Jippy's kind, you can put out nitrous soda and potash, stuff like that with it, in other words, if you want to. It's got a pretty good fan system on it. But air just got an electric motor on it, in other words. Air had put out, top dressing was here. But if I had a bigger tractor, he hired people to do it.
I could use just a little bit more.
Did her mother get off?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see her. I figured she probably did.
You know, I haven't been eating today, Faye. I could use just a little bit.
Yeah.
Just a little bit. Now, not a whole lot.
Maybe is he working hard as I work today? Or you talking about Max? I didn't ask him. You might condemn him. He worked pretty hard today, or you know?
Yeah, I think he has.
Well, a little bit of nourishment won't hurt him.
No, that's right.
But I work, but I have to watch me.
How about you? Would you have a little more?
Just a little
I have pain. I got a little more coughing.
Eric?
He said he might get a little bit reckless.
Now, you've been knowing GP a long time.
I raised up with him. He's two grades on him in high school and all, but I raised up with him and we went to school. We went to Frederick High School to make an open road together, son.
Yeah.
But he was two grades under me, and his sister was about three or four grades under. If you had one sister. But I've been knowing him back all of his life. You
well,
dad and all of them.
Now you all work together now?
Yeah, we work together on a lot of things, yeah. He got me to mow his pasture for him. A bush hog mower.
Mm-hmm.
And I can go and get his that D17, diesel tractor and use it with a harrow. Then we've helped with hay deal, in other words. I got a rake and his rake and he's good, use mine and help him in the hay deal and he'll give me a hay. We have worked one or two share deals on hay and he's give me extra wages, in other words, give him a percentage of it. He'd get a percentage, and I'd get it, and he's working over there making a good salary, see. And he let me look after it, in other words, to get a doctor to, to help with it. And then we split that part, which would, instead of me making $25 or $40, for the day's work, well, I'd get $100 worth of hay, see what I mean? Well, that's helped out in the long run, too. But then I buy his big truck. My big truck has had none, and I don't know when the man won't steal it, but I don't know. I may wind up letting Jack Williams have it. In other words, he's got one like it. But the most of these people won't give you $100 for it. The thing has been sitting on the shed now about 3 years, but he's got four right, new brand new tires on it, cost me about $70 or $75 a piece.
They'll all give you $100.
That's what they want to give. Yeah. And I says, the motor, I can find the bill to show it to you, in other words, and I just use it to haul a watermelon 1 year out of the field and load it on the trailers, loaded 20 trailer of watermelon with it. And I got through the watermelon deal, then I hauled my hay with it, tied 1,500 bales of hay with it, without buying a tag for it. I hauled the watermelon out of the field without buying a tag, without paying the insurance of the Farm Bureau.
Yeah.
They go up every time they send me a bill. I got my premium thing the other day and it went up. I said, hey, stop here and let me ask that man something.
Yeah.
So that little girl at the desk, to cut the fool, in other words, all these bookkeepers and stenographers and all. And I told her I wanted to. See, I can't think of the man's name, but I had his name and told him to page him, let him come out here and see me rather than going down the office and all the way around. A lot of time, they don't like all that. They got after me one time now, and I went in there, and that girl, yarn girl, used to work with me. She got a little friendly. And that's when one of them officers, in other words, she's talking to me, in other words, just like, friend. We went to school together, and she worked with me at the packing house down, and I'd carry her home, after night. But she's 20 years younger than I am. She's just like one of my children or something, a sister of mine. And so I hadn't seen her in a good while, and she's really congenial and speaking to me, in other words. And a lot of people show how they are. Well, it's evil, comes in the mind, in other words, and it says, you flirt and you can't flirt.
Oh, they always,
You can't flirt with my help. In other words, did he say, you can't flirt with my help. Well, that was the least of my worry, when that girl, she had married, in other words, had a husband, and 20 years younger than I am. Well, her temper got up.
Mm-hmm.
Some ladies, the temper gets up, they let the men know it. And she let that little whippersnapper, as I call him, in other words, know something. But I'd read bat him one right between the eyes and my fist, right in the nose. But, you know, just went over them. But, you know, you have to look over a lot of these things before you act, in other words. You have to take time out to think. Now, you agree with me or not, but I've been in a number of instances where if I hadn't stopped and think, you know, well, I'd have gotten into trouble.
Yeah.
But I didn't get into trouble because I thought, in other words, and I said, well, I said, that just shows the narrow-mindedness and the evil part, and the devil is working in that man, even suspicion, so. But it flew all over her, too. And she really got him. But since then, well, I haven't come out and talked to him. Anyway, well, it didn't go up on the insurance for about a dollar and a half, in other words, for that pickup truck there.
Well, what size truck you got out there?
It's a half ton. And I got 6-ply tires on it, and I care a ton. I have put a ton and a half on it.
The one out there in your shed?
No, the big one up there, it's 2-ton.
Yeah.
But I haven't had no insurance on it a long while, but here the other day I got the insurance on this damn.
Well, now that 2-ton was really...
That ton, it costs you... Yeah, the insurance on it, you know, costs you more than $100, in other words, just for the liability. I think that's what I paid before, around $100 liability.
Yeah.
But just you know, hauling a watermelon out of the field...
And that tag.
And that tag, you know, it costs you nearly $100.
Yeah.
And I says, I just wasn't nobody.
You get a lot of holding done.
But I wasn't used it too much now, and I'm used jeepies now. And he said, come on, use it and drive it. And I told him, all right.
What does he have?
He got a Chevrolet, 2-ton Chevrolet.
Yeah.
And he got a cattle body on it. I got the cattle body of mine. The last thing I hauled is watermelon, and I left the sides on and flared the sides, you know, with the hay.
Yeah.
And you still, you know, put about 140 bales of hay on it. And I wasn't, that was enough, you know, to bring out the barn. And he's unloaded with the sideboards off. And it was too much trouble to get them off and make it flat. That's the best way, you know, get it flat.
Yeah.
But that side made it awfully easy, in other words, to unload it.
Yeah.
But I told Robert and Jack that I would sell the truck for $200.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to use it.
Are you going to keep the cattle frame?
But I thought I'd use it, maybe make another body from a pickup, in other words, off of it. The cattle frame.
Cut it down?
Yeah. Because it's some good lumber. It's been on the shed. It's a good...
Yeah, that's a lot of trouble. Cut the condo,
isn't it? No, you don't. I'd cut it down, measure it, and cut it down before I take it to pieces.
Oh, really?
Take that skill saw that I got.
Oh, yeah.
And eat that thing up.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just one by six on the bottom, 1x8, 1x6, 1 or 2 boards, and the rest of it 1x4. And the stud, you know, about that far, and I can just figure out, you know, cut it all the way it is and put another stud down, bolt it to it, even if it's closer.
Uh-huh.
And I'll make another one, you know, from the pickup.
Uh-huh.